Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
The Brown Note.
That's right, everyone. It's Shattered Day. Welcome along. Cabin Fever takes a rest and the Brown Note steps the heck up. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's Tom here, by the way, not Dave, because, of course, Dave hates this format. I'm not going to lie to you. I had no one planned. I had nothing planned. And then, brilliantly, a man tweeted us and I've got him on the line now. So this is a random human called Ben Thomas. Ben, hello. Welcome to the Brown Note.
Thank you. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you too, my friend. Ben, whereabouts in the country are you calling us from then?
I'm calling you from Swindon.
Very nice. Okay. And what do you do for a living, Ben? What's your life like? What's it about? Tell me.
I work for Nationwide.
Okay.
In the office. Well, not in the office, actually. That's the very definition of not in the office at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. Well, their office is your house now. See, that's how Nationwide they are now, Ben, you see.
It is. Far and wide.
I'm sure they could take that branding and they could take that message and do something with it. You thrillingly contacted me or contacted Cabin Fever saying you have a Brown Note. So, I mean, Ben, let's get stuck into this. Tell us about your Brown Note story, please.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a coming of age drama, really.
Great. Good start. Yeah, good start.
This is back when I was 10. I think it was about 10.
All right. Okay. All right.
And, It's got all the facets to this because it's a Christmas tale as well.
Okay. Oh, lovely. There's so much to lose already.
I know. And what happened was, it was Christmas Eve, as I say. I was about 10. Mm-hmm. And it being Christmas, very excited. Still a young man, couldn't sleep. So
yeah, of course.
Thought I'd stay up and sort of turn the light on and read. And I was lying in bed and it was getting to the early hours. And I just felt something was amiss.
Okay.
And I sort of got up and sort of went to the bathroom. And I suddenly realised my stomach was just absolutely burbling.
Oh,
and,
yeah. It's the noises. That's often the first sign, isn't it? The growling, like a sort of earthquake.
Yeah, it is. But it's fine because I'm in the bathroom.
Great place to be. Great place to
absolutely.
Be. Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And I couldn't see how this could go wrong, really. But then I realised I was feeling sick as well.
Ah.
It suddenly came from nowhere. And so I rushed to the sink because I was feeling sick. And just I was leaning against the sink, I passed out for a fraction of a second.
Oh, no.
And when I came to again, just like I say, split second later, I realised I can see a sink flying up at great speed towards me.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I crammed myself on it. And I'm not really aware of anything much after that for a little while. And then I sort of woke up and I was aware of the bathroom light being turned on. Mm. And I could hear my mum's voice and she just went, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was the disappointment more. She wasn't frightened for me. She wasn't horrified. It was kind of, oh, no. It's like she'd seen this coming.
You've really let yourself down. This has been on the cards for a while. What's
for
this
10
charming?
Years I've been expecting this. And so I sort of slowly, apparently I was bleeding slightly from the head,
right.
Where I just cracked the sink.
Yeah.
And obviously while I was passed out, I'd explosively shat myself, which I wasn't really aware of because it was just a mass of sensations at this point. I had a headache and sort of, I think I'd sort of managed to clatter myself quite badly, hitting the ground as well. And so there was next hour or two was obviously me being hosed down in the bath.
Oh, my God.
And put back to bed. And then I thought, that'd be the end of the drama. But throughout the whole of Christmas Day, I barely went half an hour without shitting myself. Yeah, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't sneeze. I couldn't breathe. Just anything would set me off. not an explosive kind of
God.
Lava gush, but just yeah. a little sort of a little burst of wetness in the back of the old pants.
And tell us who was present on Christmas Day to witness this, to witness the shitness.
Yeah, it was worse. My parents, my brother, who thought it was brilliant.
Yes, I mean, to be fair, literally all your brother's Christmases have come at once for this.
It was. Well, all my Christmases were shat at once. It was it was like it punctuated the entire day. So I opened my presents. I leant forward to try and get one of the presents. Gone. So I sat at Christmas dinner. I didn't really want to eat anything, but I sort of pulled a cracker.
Yeah.
And it got to the point towards the end of the day, because I'd gone through basically my entire underwear collection.
Of course.
To the point where I remember I was wearing these. I ended up being stuck having to wear these Superman Y fronts that I'd not worn since I was probably about 7. But
yeah.
I don't think my mum wanted to do laundry on Christmas Day. So no. I've just reduced to wearing these very, very, very tight Superman Y fronts. And that didn't help.
Oh. God.
Really, it was like squeezing a tube of toothpaste, really.
Oh,
it was,
God. And it's just the gradual deflation, so to speak, of dignity as well. And for it to happen on a day when... Because, you know, like you say, when the leak is on, when this is happening, when the explosion's happening, you need to be in the toilet, which you think is a safe space. And that's really... You've been really badly treated by the safe space here.
I was mugged by life.
You were mugged by life. You were attacked by the basin and sent into the living room with your family for the most intense family day of the year.
Yeah.
Whilst...
Just punctuated by shit parcels, basically.
Wow, the one parcel you really don't want to unwrap.
It was, yes.
Oh my
From
God.
Brown Santa.
Yeah, you were wrapping little shit parcels every hour or so for Brown Santa. God, Ben, this is absolutely amazing. And you know, this is the first time we've had where it's a child happening. And I guess part of me feels sorry for the Ben Thomas who is a child. But clearly we're speaking to the grown-up now. Life's improved since then, right? Give us that comfort at the end of it.
Well, exactly. And I was thinking about it earlier. Mm. And I think the best thing is that sort of I'd lived a charmed Christmas life up to that point. Loved Christmas, sort of only happy memories of Christmas. And I think that set me up to be an adult where you're not always going to have a great Christmas day.
No. Yeah.
But none of them have ever been as bad as that one. So I'm always in credit, really, as far as Christmas. Unless the house burns down, I think we'll be looking back. Yeah, go away with that one.
Yeah.
Not exactly. As bad as number 10.
Oh, I seem to have been dumped and I've lost my job on Christmas Day. Yep, still not as bad.
I've still got clean pants.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what, Ben? That is a catchphrase that you can take through life. Hey, still got clean pants.
Yeah.
Right there, that's what we should call this episode.
Maybe have some business cards with it on.
Yeah, exactly, still got clean pants. Ben, that's absolutely delightful. And, you know, you pleased your brother. What was your dad like while you were shitting yourself every hour? But was he fed up with it or was he amused as well?
I think he was pissed. I think he passed him by. I don't even know if he had known that I'd knocked myself out and shat myself during the night.
Did you have any idea how this happened? Do you know, was it something you ate or did your brother have it as well? Or?
No, nobody else in the family. Mm. I don't know. I wonder, and again, it's something I was wondering earlier, if it was the sheer excitement of Christmas just broke my system.
Right, okay. Well, don't get too excited about appearing on The Brown Note, will you, and telling all your friends
about it. It's a risk.
Well, exactly. That would be a terrible... What an awful reaction that would be every time you get excited about anything. Just shitting your pants. That would be...
Yeah, just found on the landing after this, just in a semi-comatose state.
What happened? Well, he got very pleased about being on the Brown Note podcast.
Like it. It's how he wanted to go.
Yeah, exactly. What a way to go. Listen, Ben Thomas, our first ever... proper real-life punter coming on The Brown Note, bravely sharing with the world a story about when he shit his pants throughout Christmas. What a heartwarming, pant-warming story that is. Also, Ben, when you were tweeting earlier on, you told your wife this story. Had you not told her this before?
I was convinced I had.
Right.
Because I'm a sharer.
Yes, well, clearly we can see that.
I think that's pretty much what says in the tin, isn't it?
Yeah.
But no, she looked at me in mild horror. But not with any real surprise.
Well, now you know. It's not just your wife. It's the entire audience of The Brown Notes are looking at you with mild horror, but in a loving way, Ben.
Absolutely. If it's a story for anybody out there who's suffered a similar situation, you're not alone.
Exactly. That's what this is for. If you've been affected by the issues in this, please give me a tweet and come on The Brown Note next week. Ben Thomas in Swindon, thank you very much indeed for sharing your Brown Note story.
Cheers, Tom.
Thank you.
The Brown Note.
GreatBigOwl.com.
All of
television history is contained within the Box of Delights.
It was happening in front of us.
Incredible.
In our living rooms. It was amazing.
Guests pick their favourite television moment.
And tell us why they love it.
And is this the episode where Daisy's just been for the interview at the Woman's Magazine?
Flaps.
That's it, Flaps.
Yeah.
Named one of Radio Times' best podcasts of the year.
I don't understand people who don't see the joy in drawing the curtains, mug of hot chocolate and something nice on TV. Like, what could be nicer than that?
Than having a snuggle.
Exactly.
Nostalgia in bite-sized chunks.
Box of Delights
from Great Big Owl.